are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all the Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. As if you're watching YouTube right down there, you can call me Sully. Recording this on a different computer today. Pulling back the curtain, computer issues are happening. Things are breaking down, but I'm going to record on something new. Will this work as well? This is a metaphor for what we are dealing with right now in the baseball season. As we're heading down the stretch, people have to improvise. People have to figure out what to do. And as we are here on Monday, it is the 20th day of December, technically the last day of summer, but who are we kidding? We're in the middle of fall right now, or at least at the beginning of it. And we're seeing the fall of some teams. Some teams are hanging on for dear life. And while you were watching football, your pal Sully was watching baseball, and some intriguing wrinkles have found their way into the pennant race. This show is available on the free and easy to use Odyssey app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And if you happen to have a smart device, be sure to have it play podcast Locked On MLB, or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pod. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter. Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So, yeah, I'm recording this on Sunday evening. Computer issues. I'm using a different computer. Hoping it records well. Hanging in there. You're seeing more of my background. I usually like to have a backdrop behind me, but what are you going to do? And it is Sunday evening, and as I'm recording this right now, the Mets and the Phillies are still playing what is an incredibly important game, and it's the top of the fourth. The Phillies have a 1-0 lead. You, people of the future, know exactly what happens in that game. I talked a couple of days ago. What day did I talk about? I'm actually going to look up on this, because I talked about this on a couple of shows ago about my anger at what they have done with the MLB app. Yeah, this is I did on September 8th, and here we are 12 days later. I'm still mad about it. It's on the app. When you're, and I love the app usually, and for years I've listened to the app, and I've been able to flip back and forth and back and forth between games. And it's an app that I pay for. It's a paid subscription. And on Friday night was, I don't know if it was the game of the year, but it's in the top five. It's in the top five most dramatic games of the year, partly because it was a tremendously dramatic game, but also because how weird and exciting the finale was. And it was between Atlanta and San Francisco. And the Giants took a two-run lead into the ninth inning, and the Braves stormed back. And they stormed back with a home run by Travis Duff of, Tyler Rogers of the Giants. It was a dramatic one strike away from winning the game home run, and it put the Braves on top. And there's all sorts of playoff implications going on here. First of all, the Giants, who seem to be on pace to win 100-some-odd games, desperately want to win the division over the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Braves, who came out of nowhere at the trade deadline, they were sub-500 at the trade deadline. The Mets fell apart. First, the Phillies took advantage, then the Braves, with Acuna, without many of their star players, took over first place, and it looked like it was going to be Atlanta's division. But a funny thing happens when a team puts it together and wins, catches up with them. And the Phillies, with all their talents, and yes, with Bryce Harper hitting up a storm, started catching up. And the Phillies were locking antlers with the New York Mets, and suddenly the Mets have fallen apart. We'll get to them in a little bit. The Mets have completely fallen apart, and with that, suddenly the Phillies have found a chance to get back into the wild card and for the division. And Darno's home run gave the Braves a 5-4 lead. Okay. And went to the ninth inning, and with two outs, Donovan, who had been on the COVID list and had not gotten a hit in a little while, hit a two-out home run off of Will Smith. No, not that Will Smith. No, not that Will Smith. That Will Smith. And suddenly the game was tied. And both the Giants and the Braves wiggled out of trouble in extra innings. Now, why am I bringing up the app at this point? Now, I'm here in Pasadena, the luxurious Locked On MLB studios, and the A's and the Angels were locking antlers as well. Now, they were playing. I couldn't watch it. I don't have the cable package. I can't watch it on my device, and now it's on YouTube. They put the game on YouTube, and yes, I'm all for Major League Baseball finding new to put their game at the expense of other places. Put them in multiple places so you can see the games in multiple places. I was talking with my mom and our dear friend, Dr. Dolph Efferbaum. Dr. Dolph is a huge A's fan. He couldn't figure out where the heck the game was. Meanwhile, I'm trying to go back and forth. The Giants are coming back. The A's, who could blow any lead, are holding off the Angels. And I want to go back and forth between the two games. And every time I do, I have to hear a 30-second commercial. Okay? I can't tell you how many times I tried to flip the score, and suddenly it was, well, that's the end of that inning because I was listening to some casino ad. Okay? If you want to have an ad when you turn it on, if you want to have an ad, if it is a natural ad break in the game, I'll even be fine if it's a 5 or 10 second ad. It'd be annoying, but a 5 or 10 second ad, you've seen those if you have these apps. And then boom, I bet you want to earn lots of cash by Solitaire. Yeah, boom, back to the game. I'll almost accept that. It's the 30-second commercial that you can't skip. And if you want to hear the announcers you want to hear, you have to wait a full minute to flip back and forth. So what your pal Sully did was this, because I did not want to throw my iPhone into the ocean. And I could reach that. That's how angry I was. Here in the hills of Pasadena, I can chuck it all the way there. And I'm obviously having computer issues because I'm on a different computer right now. I decided to just stick with the Giants game, which meant I couldn't hear the thrilling end to the A's-Angels game. Way to go, app. You made me make a decision to not consume your product. Good work. Meanwhile, the Giants wound up running out of position players, and Kevin Gausman, one of their top pitchers, had to come up as a hitter, and he hit the game-winning sacrifice fly. Take that, designated hitter. Now, Giants wound up taking 2 out of 3 from the Atlanta Braves. No small task. The Braves are a good team. And the Dodgers ran all over the Reds. Clayton Kershaw won the Sunday game. Max Scherzer was dominant in the Saturday game. With the Giants winning 7 of their last 10 games, guess what? That means they've dropped the game in the last 10 games to Los Angeles, who have won 8 of their last 10. It truly is going to be a wonder to see who will win the wild card. And quite frankly, when the playoffs all line up, you're going to see possibly the two best matchups for pre-World Series postseason play taking place in the division series. Now, tomorrow I have Jen Smith on, who is a wonderful writer from Canada, and she writes about the Toronto. Started having computer issues during that interview, but fortunately, the rest of our wonderful interview was intact. However, we brought up the fact that the Rays are probably going to win the American League East and probably have the best record and play the winner of the wild card game, who could very well be Toronto. Toronto versus Tampa Bay would be a much better series than Houston versus Chicago. And Toronto and Tampa Bay probably should be the ALCS, but there's no way it can be. Just like Los Angeles versus San Francisco should probably be the NLCS, but it's going to be the division series. So you're going to have these tremendous matchups in a best of five, which would be thrilling. Just wish they'd be in the right place. But that being said, we're going to find out what happens with the Mets and the Phillies. But with the Phillies beating up the Mets the first couple of games and going on a massive winning streak, suddenly the division is within grasp of the Philadelphia Phillies, partly because the Braves have fallen back down to earth. And the Mets are, well, they're the Mets. And so my ability to flip back and forth between the games at the peak of what should be the most fun part of binge watching baseball was stymied because of the idiocy of the design of the new app, which means I need something to help fix my ability to watch all sorts of media at the same time. And has this ever happened to you? You got one device trying to catch the game. You got another one that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone. You got your neighbors, best friends logging for the good stuff. Well, let me tell you, there's a simple way to get all that entertainment without the hassle. And I probably should sign up for this. It's called DirecTV Stream. It brings your live TV on-demand favorites together like never before. So you can watch your favorite sports, movies, shows all in one place. Direct TV Stream means no more juggling remotes, no more wanting to throw your phone into the Pacific Ocean, no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part is there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter, the confusion, the anger, the rage, and get your TV together with Direct TV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's directtv.com. Compatible devices required and contents vary by package. I'll tell you, that app, as wonderful it is, they tinkered with it too much. They tinkered with it. And sometimes you tinker with your car. And sometimes you need to make adjustments to your car. And if you need to ever do that, go to Rock Auto. You know, with the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. So why endure the pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning and wait for the person behind the counter to order the parts on their computer, choosing only the brand names their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Here's the deal with Rock Auto. It is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for the last 20 years. You save time, you save money when using Rock Auto, and they have everything you need. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even a new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution for all your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. So, the American League wildcard situation has become, well, it's been interesting, but it's becoming wonderfully cluttered. And give the Blue Jays credit, because they've won the games they're supposed to win. And in a situation like this, when you see teams on the schedule who stink, it's your job to beat them if you want to get into the postseason. And the Blue Jays and Yankees were playing a little hopscotch for a little bit. And the Blue Jays fell behind Minnesota in one game, and they let the Twins climb back in another game, but they won both of them. And that's the key. You win the games you're supposed to win. The Blue Jays are a very scary team. Vladdy Guerrero could be winning the triple crown when all is said and done. They suddenly have a terrific rotation. Ray, Ryu, Barrios, the Manoa, I forget how to pronounce his name. But they've been pitching very well. They've been hitting very well. We're seeing Marcus Semien contributing big time. We're obviously seeing Vladdy Guerrero being a tremendous player, Teoscar Hernandez, and they won the games they needed to win, especially coming up with a showdown with Tampa Bay. Now, the Blue Jays did take 2 out of 3 from Tampa Bay recently, but the Rays want to make some distance between them and the wild card. They don't want any part of that. They want to win that division and home field advantage pretty quickly and maybe send a message to Toronto, because Toronto certainly looks like the team that is itching to challenge Tampa Bay in the American League East. And there's no getting around the fact that Toronto is playing well. Tampa Bay wants to give them the Heisman. Now, who could benefit the most from Tampa Bay potentially beating up the Toronto Blue Jays this week, or at least playing them hard? Well, obviously the Red Sox, who went from barely hanging on to the second wildcard spot to now they have a full game advantage, tied in the loss column, but a full game advantage over the Toronto Blue Jays for home field advantage in the wild card. And give the Red Sox credit. It was not pretty. Not all the games were pretty. They were played between the Red Sox and Baltimore, but they won all of them. The Red Sox are suddenly on a five-game winning streak. And it's a good time to go on a five-game winning streak, because suddenly you're winning the games you're supposed to win. And for the Red Sox, that means a lot. That means, and they have a few days of rest. They have Monday off, and they have this upcoming Thursday off, and next Monday off, as the other teams have to fill in some rainouts and other games that were canceled. So all the Red Sox have to do from now with how many more games? About 15 some odd games left, something like that. All they have to do is match the Blue Jays, match the Yankees. That's all they have to do. And they will at least be a wild card team, maybe even host it. Now, how do I think they'll do? I don't know. It's one game. It's one game. And believe me, Red Sox fans went into this year without the expectations of them being a postseason team. So if they can even make the wild card game, fantastic. If they can make the wild card game and the Yankees not, even better for Red Sox fans. Now, the Blue Jays are the most fearsome team in a one-game playoff. The Red Sox could win. I mean, the Red Sox are a hot and cold team. When they're hot, they look terrific. When they're cold, they look like Worcester. Now, the Yankees, who won the first game against the Cleveland Indians in a blowout, got the doors blown off their car on Saturday and Sunday. And Gerrit Cole was dreadful. Now, I have a little bit of an issue with Yankee fans booing Gerrit Cole when he was taken out of the game. Yes, he had a bad game, but he's also been carrying the team. You know, Cole is one of the shortlist for a Cy Young winner this year. Can you imagine where the Yankees would be without him? Bad. It'd be a bad situation. But yeah, he got his bell rung today by two guys with the last name of Ramirez, Jose and Harold. And they each got big hit after big hit. And next thing you know, the Yankees got bombed. The one thing I'll say to Gerrit Cole is he pitched into the sixth. And so they didn't have to go have their bullpen pitch five or six innings for them today. But I don't think that's what they had in mind when they handed their ball to their ace. The Yankees can't afford to lose series. They really can't. They have enough carrying series with Texas and then a bunch of games with Toronto and with Boston. Now, they have to win this series coming up with Texas if they want to stay in this. Because with only, 14, 15 games left to play, you really can't afford to drop anything at this point. You can't even go the whole, we'll take two out of three or we'll match up. No, you have to go on a winning streak. And when you have a lousy team in front of you, and Texas is a lousy team, if you have a lousy team in front of you, you have to take advantage of them. And the Yankees have not been taking advantage of teams. They had six games recently against Baltimore. I think they split them, if I'm not mistaken. Now, also remember at this point, there are no style points. There's no, they won the game, but it wasn't pretty. No, they won the game. It's binary. Well, they lost the game, but there were some good things. No. You know when you rest players? You know when you are looking for the, trying to figure out the strategy in your lineup? It's for now. You just win or lose. It's the only thing that matters. And an interesting thing has happened in the whole American League wild card chase, with which just a few days ago, the Yankees had the home field advantage in the wild card. Now they're out by a game and a half, two games in the loss column, that they have to go on a big winning streak, and they can't afford to lose or split series with the Red Sox or Blue Jays coming up. But here's the other thing that happened. The Oakland A's suddenly woke up. I mentioned that series against the Angels, where they won the game on Friday. Well, they won on Saturday and Sunday too. And some of the wins were ugly. The Sunday win was ugly for the Oakland A's. They blew a late lead again, but they came back to win it. In the end, that's all that matters. And the A's are only half a game behind the Yankees. So if the Yankees want to leapfrog either Boston or New York, it would be tough if the A's pass them. It's tough to leapfrog two teams in 2 weeks. It really is. And there's a little bit of motivation for Toronto and for Boston playing the Yankees. It's not impossible. But man, if they can't rely on Cole, it's going to be an uphill battle. And if the Yankees miss the playoffs, especially after the big run they had with the 13-game winning streak, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but like, how can Boone keep his job? Now, the interesting rumor, this is going to be something I'm going to bring up in a later episode this week. But what does this mean? What's going on with the Mets? The Mets and their new ownership want to put their own thumbprint on the team. And that means probably changing the manager, Rojas. He's gone. He's going to find another job. He'll be on someone's coaching staff. He'll probably be a manager somewhere else. In fact, if I'm a team of a rebuilding squad, I would love to have Rojas as the manager, to have someone with the experience of being a major league manager out of the microscope of New York. I bet he'd do a fine job. It's just this year just fell all apart. Just fell completely apart. And so you can't help but wonder what's going to happen with the Mets. And the big rumor is this. The big rumor is Billy Beane. The big rumor is Bob Melvin. The A's brain trust coming to the Mets. Moneyball would get some money. Now, I get it. I get it. The Mets' new ownership wants to change everything, the whole culture and everything like that. Bob Melvin is one of the best managers in baseball. You give Bob Melvin a World Series ring and as a manager, and we may be talking about a Hall of Fame manager with all the manager of the year that he's had. Same with Billy Beane. The one thing they haven't delivered is a World Series title in Oakland. But there may not be a team in Oakland for much longer. This may be a sign of a lot of things happening, of jettisoning things with the Oakland A's, putting an added bit of urgency for the A's to do well this year. I don't want the A's to move. I've made that very clear. I think they're going to, because I don't think this Howard Terminal or all the other sites they had to build a stadium are going to work. None of them make sense. The only thing that makes sense is to build a new stadium in the Coliseum parking lot, and they don't want to do that. And Las Vegas, oh God, it's not Las Vegas, or Nashville. If they have to move, I'd love to see them move to Portland for selfish reasons, because I love Portland. But I think everything is aligning for the A's to go, and management knows that. And so why not release Beane and Melvin from that purgatory? I think something like that's going to happen. Something like that may happen. I don't know. I'm not a betting man, but I would put money on that. I think it's going to happen sooner or later. We'll talk about that later. But if you're a betting man, go to Bet Online. It's the number one spot for all your betting on the location of managers and front office, but also football. People are watching football. I'm doing this, but most of you are watching football. So if you're betting on pro college football this season, go to Bet Online. With an updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag. continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website, use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Las Vegas casino games to welcome the A's. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet online is your online sportsbook expert. Checking the scores right now. And let's see if the Phillies still have the lead on the Mets. You all know what happens in that game. It's 2-0. Boy, oh boy, the Phillies could be one game out. Hey, I want to bring up one other thing. The team that I picked to win the World Series are the San Diego Padres. San Diego Padres are falling like a rock. And I find it absolutely unbelievable that we're here in the last few weeks of the season. And yes, the Padres are still technically in it, but they have fallen to, say it with me, everyone, 3.5 back, 4 games back in the loss column with about 14 or 15 games left to play. And Cincinnati and Philadelphia ahead of them. Now, Cincinnati is also in a free fall. They've dropped 7 of their last 10 games. The Padres have dropped 8 of their last 10 games and have allowed the St. Louis Cardinals, who are on an 8-game winning streak, who went from dead in the water to suddenly in complete control, 3-game lead for the second wild card spot. This is an unbelievable turn event in St. Louis and super frustration for a San Diego Padres team that had images of, forget a trip to the playoffs, had images of a World Series dancing in their head. Your pal Sully picked them to win it all. And here we are, falling apart. And of course, we all saw what happened during one of the games. Then Fernando Tatis Jr., one of my favorite players in baseball, got into a heated argument with an umpire. Now, the manager of the Padres got into the middle of it, got himself tossed to prevent Tatis from getting thrown out. And in the dugout, Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. got into it. Full into it. Not quite Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson swinging at each other, but it was heated. Now, I want to address that for a second. I want to address a couple of things. First of all, that shouldn't be surprising. Okay? There's frustration going on in San Diego. This was a year where it looked like just even a couple of weeks ago, just a couple of days ago, they were a wild card team with the thought of, okay, if we make the wild card game and throw one of our, throw Musgrove or, Darvish has pitched well, some other pitchers have pitched well, roll the dice in one game and see what happens. And now to suddenly see it all slipping away and just slipping away just so in such a stunning manner to St. Louis, yeah, frustration's going to bubble over. And here's the other thing that's going to bubble over. Think about you and people you work with, even people you like. And my brother and I, my brother, when we worked on a film project together, we got so heated in an argument, someone called the cops on us. My best friend, Richie Duncan, who's been a guest on the podcast, we've worked on projects together, which have led to heated arguments and everything like that. You're going to have heated arguments, even with people you love. I have no doubt that Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado like each other. And this was a moment of a heated argument. Now, from what I understood, what Machado was doing is he was, and I'm going to use a word here, I'm going to avoid the explicit rating. He was mad. He was ticked off at Fernando Tatis Jr. for nearly getting thrown out of a vital game. His team needs him. Fernando Tatis Jr. is potentially the MVP of the National League. And with the team in free fall, they can't afford to have the MVP of the National League ejected from a ball game. And Machado was letting him know that. Doesn't matter if he thought the ball was called incorrectly by the umpire, this, that, or the other thing. You got to think about the team. Now, I think that shows why you signed Manny Machado. That he's the veteran putting the foot down, even getting in the face of the young superstar. And to this day, people will trash Manny Machado. And I even saw people responding online and other places to the argument saying, what does Machado have right to say? He doesn't play the game the right way, blah, 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 blah. As if any of the 20 other, nine other teams wouldn't love to have Manny Machado in their team right now. I'm sorry, I find all that stuff about Machado to be overrated. And even if it was true in his Baltimore days that there may have been some young, selfish playing from his part, maybe, just maybe, that makes him a better person to talk to Tatis. Say, hey, don't you do that. Don't you fall into that trap. I know better. I've been there, and I know what not to do. So don't you start acting that way. But also, I'm just, you know, plays doesn't play the game the right way, blah, 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 blah. I know people will throw out that he didn't have a great 2018 postseason when he was with Los Angeles, but when you actually go back to those games, he got a ton of key hits. He was involved in a bunch of key rallies. Yes, yes, I know the last image of him as a Los Angeles Dodger was him striking out and falling to his knees to end the World Series. And his overall stats weren't great. I understand that. But he also contributed to a lot of the wins, too. And do you know what? He had the sense to get in the face of the young superstar and said, hey, you got to play with the team in mind. Now, explain to me how that's not playing it the right way. Isn't that what we want from our veterans? Isn't that how we want the game to be played? Someone help me out here. There's a lot of other villains in baseball history, and I don't really understand why Machado is an unforgivable person. You know, we're giving standing ovations to some people who make me scratch my head sometimes. So maybe we should get Machado's, you know, off Machado's back. It is interesting, though. The Padres look like they're going to miss the postseason in a year where they absolutely went for it. Is Tingler going to survive? The manager. We've seen managers lose their jobs even when they get the team to the postseason. We've seen teams shuffle their managers around. We've seen them clash. And we've seen times, sometimes you're thinking, might be time for someone new. Who knows? Maybe Luis Rojas is the right manager for the Padres. I don't know. Neither do you. But it's going to be intriguing. Just like this has been a really intriguing weekend of baseball. And just like while you were watching football, I was checking this out. And we are coming down the stretch in an absolutely fun time. Now, I just hope that this new computer recorded all this, because if it didn't, I'm just talking to myself. And I wouldn't be able to tell you that betting on baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. This has been Locked On MLB for Monday, the 20th day of September, 2021. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. I hope this worked, and you can call me Sully.